Exclusive: Sanctuary City Asks Texas Border Towns to Divert Migrants Away from Denver. By Bob Price on October 4, 2023. Officials in the city and county of Denver, Colorado, asked Texas border towns to distribute flyers aimed at discouraging migrants from traveling to the Mile High Sanctuary City after crossing the border from Mexico. Denver officials asked the border communities to distribute flyers saying the city is out of resources to take care of migrants and that low-cost housing is unavailable. Matthew Muller, the executive director for the Office of Emergency Management for the City and County of Denver, sent an email to officials in Texas communities of Brownsville, El Paso, Houston, and Dallas advising that they can no longer provide the same level of sheltering resources to newly arriving persons in Denver. Muller said his office is reducing the maximum length of stay for migrants arriving as of October 4, according to documents provided to Breitbart Texas by Texas officials. Muller went on to ask the officials to distribute flyers, printed in English and Spanish, to the migrants or to post them in shelters, NGOs, or any other areas where migrants wishing to travel to Denver could be staying. The flyer advises asylum seekers traveling to Denver that Denver's resources have been exhausted. The flyer stated that single adult migrants arriving in Denver will have a 14-day stay limit in shelters. If you are coming to Denver seeking shelter, it is important for you to have a plan, the flyer continues. The city cannot provide shelter long term. The sanctuary city officials also warn the migrants that housing in Denver is very expensive and there aren't many affordable housing options available. Since May 18, the state of Texas bused approximately 2,400 migrants to the sanctuary city of Denver, according to a statement from the Office of the Texas Governor. Long before the busing of migrants from Texas, then-Denver Mayor Michael Hancock told CNN that his city had to declare an emergency over the influx of migrants it has received. "I issued the declaration of emergency earlier today because we've seen a steady stream. Really, over the last 6 days, we've seen over 472 people come to our city as we start to track the migrants after I activated our emergency operations center. Just beginning to really stress our systems and really stress our financial condition in the city of Denver," Hancock explained. In contrast, the Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol sector, which includes the city of Brownsville that Denver asked for assistance, apprehended 2,353 migrants on Tuesday, one single day. Denver officials did not appear to offer any assistance to the city of Brownsville. Muller also asked for assistance from El Paso officials. Border Patrol agents in the El Paso sector apprehended 951 migrants on Tuesday, according to unofficial reports reviewed by Breitbart Texas. Denver officials did not appear to offer any assistance to the city of El Paso. Related articles: 2 million migrants apprehended at southwest border for second straight year. Eric Adams, Texas governor, primed the pump for city's worsening migrant crisis. 7K migrants apprehended in 4 days in Texas border sector. Denver mayor: "We can't handle surge of migrants in our city, it's an emergency." Colorado cops bust alleged fentanyl ring with ties to Mexican cartel. Exclusive: Biden admin moves 2K migrants from packed border facility to release elsewhere in Texas. Current Denver Mayor Mike Johnston also declared the city to be in a state of disaster as the migrant crisis continues. Johnston, who took office earlier this year, put the blame on Texas Governor Greg Abbott for what he falsely called involuntary arrivals in Denver. "We still continue to see particularly what I would call these involuntary arrivals, which are folks that have been put on a bus by Governor Abbott and sent to us," Johnston said on September 7. "Many of those folks had no plan to come to Denver. They arrived here and are trying to get to family in Chicago. They have friends or family in Boston or in Salt Lake City, you name it," Johnston continued. "For those folks that do want to stay, we're going to try to get them connected to work options." All migrants who board buses provided by the state of Texas sign voluntary statements, including the bus's destination, before boarding the buses in Texas, Division of Emergency Management officials in Texas previously told Breitbart. A dashboard operated by Denver shows the city is currently serving nearly 22,000 migrants. 257 arrived on Tuesday. Only 4 migrants are being held in city-run shelters. Another 2,597 are in NGO shelters. Only 11% of the nearly 22,000 migrants being serviced by Denver arrived on buses from Texas. During fiscal year 23, which ended on September 30, more than 1.2 million migrants were apprehended in the five Texas-based Border Patrol sectors, Breitbart Texas reported. Hundreds of thousands of these were released into Texas by the Biden administration. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.